Well, one of the things that came up this week as I was talking with my friend that I mentioned on Monday in the podcast weekly, I'm amazed at the Taiwanese willingness to do self-improvement by going out into nature. See, in America, you say, I'm going to go to the mountain. It's like, oh, new age. You're probably going to start talking about spirit guides and sell me beads, right? You know, like that's kind of how that comes across. In Asia, it's like, yeah, let's go up to the mountain. We need it. And all the knowledge about energy and being in nature, it's all there. They don't discuss that. Oh, here come the jets. This is a brilliant Taiwanese ripoff of the F-16. They modified it and did their own tweaks to it. They call them indigenous fighters. Well, I look up and I think they look like F-16s to me, but all right. So no, they'll continue and you'll have to deal with it. That's part of the fun of listening to it, to podcast that's recorded in Taiwan. No, it's possible that those jets are doing normal daily drills, or they could be running out to intercept Chinese. Either one's possible. Where I'm at, they're doing interceptions all the time. They're also doing drills all the time. And they go through, they might start at 7 or 8 in the morning. Sometimes they go at night, midday. So it's been delightful. Something I've noticed all 12 years I've been here. The Taiwanese are aware of energy. They'll tell you, oh yeah, you should eat this jelly. They call it mountain grass jelly, shenzhao cha, shenzhao. You should drink this because it will calm your energy. You know, like oh yeah, go to a Chinese doctor. He'll give you medicine to take away the evil fire. You know, they all know this and they all feel it in themselves and each other. And a lot of them don't care. You know, they'll develop bad emotions. They'll harbor them. They'll keep it going anyway. But no, the knowledge is there. Go to the ocean. It's good for your energy. Oh yeah. Okay. You know, they just get it. They just get it. So, I don't know. It's well, you know, feng shui. I don't know how you hear them mispronounce the Chinese. Do they call it feng shui or feng shui? I don't know how you've heard them mispronounce it, but feng shui, it means wind, water. There's actually feng shui can be very annoying. Feng shui will tell you, proper feng shui will tell you that you should not have your bathroom door open directly toward your kitchen area. So it's one family, friends of mine, their kitchen bathroom door is literally outside. So if you want to go to the bathroom, you have to walk outside to the back patio and then walk back in to the bathroom door, because having the door open directly toward the kitchen would be inconvenient. It's better flow if you have to walk outside into the typhoon, around the corner, and then into the bathroom. That's how to make things flow and make them all easy. That's actually what feng shui is really about. It's that kind of stuff. And it's about saying that the window should not be 13 centimeters wide, because that's an unlucky number. They should be 10 or 14 or something like this. So your windows don't line up with your furniture at all. And you're constantly tripping over things because the window wasn't allowed to be 13 centimeters so that it would fit what you needed for your workspace. It has to be awkward because 10 centimeters is better luck. That's what feng shui originally is actually all about. So I don't know what you've learned as far as feng shui goes and how energy goes in America, but people talk to me about feng shui and I'm like, do you know what you're talking about? No, they have proper books. Well, some people don't even believe it. And honestly, if you look back, I would bet that some of those things might have no truth in them at all. It's pure superstition. However, I guess there's some wisdom you can get from it. I'll tell you, no, maybe I'll go learn some feng shui. No, one of the things that's come up recently, yoga. They all do yoga here. Yoga culture in Asia is about the same as it is in America. Although I think there's a little bit more of a fascination in the West with it, but not much. Yeah, yoga culture is very much the same. It's very much the same worldwide. It's utterly fascinating. As far as the changes in that culture go, I've noticed, especially in the last 6 to 7 years, more people have been exercising and bodybuilding. And in the last year, people have been cutting rice out of their diets. Now, I don't know if you know what a miracle that is for East Asians to stop eating rice. I get lectured at, I get condescended, I get told that I'm an idiot. I just get schooled and trained and put in my place again and again over the issue of how Asians must eat rice because their bodies need it. And then 2 years later, the person who schooled me and all that and lectured me and condescended me stops eating rice because the person doesn't want to be fat anymore. It's like, okay. No, it's not that you're Asian. It's that you're used to it. It's not about the body. It's about what your body has become accustomed to. And that goes back to what I was talking about even since Monday with the podcast weekly. We're in control of our own lives. And as much as the East Asians understand energy just naturally, as much as the superstitious origins of feng shui are worked into their culture and they just have some natural knowledge of it automatically, we're all learning. We're in control of our lives. One of the universal human traits is blame shifting. We want to act like whatever happened to me just happened. Look at China. In China's thinking, Americans, Westerners, Europeans, we cannot help them with one single iota of knowledge about how to have more money, how to have more freedom, how to have a cleaner environment, and not have this ridiculously dirty air all the time that makes people sick. We don't know one single thing to share with them about how to have a good economy and country because we have good economies and good countries. See, that makes sense to them. Because we have it off well, we're well off. We don't know anything about being well off. They don't have it well, and so they're the experts who teach everybody. See, they work that all out in their head so that makes sense to them. And a lot of it comes down to a refusal to accept that the quality of their countries come from the quality of their laws. If they're free and they're respectful, their people will be respectful and free and happy, and they will have wealth. But if we're domineering, trying to catch every bad guy and messing up everything doing it, if we're busy trying to stop bad things instead of empowering good things, if we're too focused on controlling and getting the bad guys, we're not free. We end up censoring bad ideas so people get out of practice with recognizing them. And then good ideas get labeled bad. It's not free. Everything falls apart. And the Chinese don't know that. They don't get the connection that the quality of our lives come from what we do. As much as I understand energy, you know, blame shifting is, oh, you know what? On that note, I might get in trouble. I might lose a subscriber over this. Well, I mean, it's not my intention to alienate people, but I'll tell you what. Over 25 years, I've gone into the homes to do one-on-one teaching from ages of six, ranging from 6 to 60. And I've seen rich and poor. I've seen happy and sad, combinations of both in America and Asia. 12 years in America, 12 years in Asia, plus a little. And I've seen what works and what doesn't. And I see so many. I just talked with some parents yesterday. I see so many people having trouble with their families, and it's like, I've seen the families that solve that problem, but they don't want to listen. No, this is just happening. You don't understand. You're not a parent. I've seen the people who are parents. Other people don't struggle with this. This is not guaranteed. This didn't just happen. We did it to ourselves.